responders.
11:06 a.m.
For inflicting this pain upon you, but I assure you that it's a drop in the bucket compared to what our government intends to inflict. Because these words are true, this is an act of revolution. Last March, a billionaire named Peter Thiel started a bank run in Silicon Valley. I knew enough about Thiel that I found this incredibly suspicious. My hunch was that this was intentional, though I couldn't fathom why. I began investigating online and quickly found cryptocurrency's fingerprints all over it. The bank run occurred just days after Silvergate Bank, which catered almost exclusively to crypto, collapsed. I reported on that, if you guys remember. Meanwhile, several crypto cheerleaders were all over the financial media warning of a regional banking crisis, and nobody in the media was addressing the clear crypto connection. I dug deeper into the financials of Thiel and found his venture firm Capital Founders Fund, and eventually uncovered the following. That cryptocurrency is the first planetary multi-trillion dollar Ponzi scheme. It was expressively created for the purpose by a laundry list of rich and powerful people out of Stanford, Silicon Valley, Harvard, Facebook, and, as I told you earlier, the NSA. He's right there. See, this is what I'm saying. It seems like all these truths he's baited in here, or have been put in here, to where if you gravitate toward them, you're going to be called a nut. It's the first takeaway I see from all this that means it's a honeypot. The March 23rd bank failures were all intentional. And they were. They were used to move what he says out stolen Ponzi money. This signals that they're no longer dumping cash into keeping the cryptocurrency Ponzi thing afloat, and that it will soon go insolvent, as all Ponzi's must. When the Ponzi scheme goes insolvent, it will take down half the stock market with it. And it will, because the crypto market is so freaking gargantuous and massive. So massive. People don't even know what's going on yet. They don't even know. People are living under a rock in every day of their life. Stock market this, that. They think, oh, get into Apple or get into Amazon. Like, dude, like, all the money the past few years has been made in crypto. It's got craziest money in it. And it is a Ponzi scheme. Every single thing that he's laying out here is hitting on point. He says that it's a Ponzi scheme so large that it created global inflation. That is why the price of Bitcoin has been remarkable. And the victims who bought into crypto won't realize that their money's already been stolen. So the money gets double counted. And this is what I said earlier. It just can disappear overnight. It's not like gold you got in your hand. Someone's going to have to physically come and take from you. No. You can wake up the next morning and your heart sink at your bottom. Because your account says a goose egg. The market dropped out. You lost everything. The Greater Depression has begun. That's what he's warning right here. And
covering the true story of what happened regarding a psyop of a plan.
Again. He goes on to finish here saying, in order to explain this massive anomaly in the markets, they unleashed COVID on the world and told us all these stocks that got dumped were stay-at-home stocks. And they did. When they dumped all the stocks, they stole everyone's money. I know a ton of you know it. You felt it. You lost your money. I know all kinds of people that did. All walks of life. And people lost a lot of money. Who took it? Money don't just disappear, dude. Someone's taking it. The cashing out, the dumping. I know the name of this game. You should know it by now. It's clear all pump and dump. It's it. It's all this thing is. It's all heavily manipulated. It's just a different name or a different stock. It's all driven the same way. And really, it's driven by news. That's why those who got wise to it always say, you sell the news. As soon as you start hearing that news come out, that's when they're getting all these lemmings to buy in and dump on them. Man, so, look, I'm not going to spend the next hour reading through all this, but I just wanted to hit the point home that, well, let me point out one more thing. One more thing. He brings up Jeffrey Epstein's program for evolutionary dynamics that he ran at Harvard. It's tied into all these Ponzi schemes. That's right. And you know, I showed you the picture of Clinton. He goes on to say that the U.S. government is fully involved in this totalitarian con to illustrate its bipartisan support. I'll note that nearly every participant of the Clinton Global Initiative has ties to cryptocurrency, while two of the biggest tech VCs who participated are Trump associates, Josh Kushner and Anthony Scaramucci. Oh my wow. He is right on the money there. This shows the same thing I've showed you a long time ago with George Bush and John Kerry, Republican, Democrat. They're both skull and bone. They play both sides of the aisle, and you better wake up to it. It's all theater, man. They are the biggest actors on the planet, the politicians are. Where do the actors go when they leave Hollywood? To politics. Come on. Wake up. So this dude, I don't even think it's this dude. This seems heavily seated. But I told you right there, he calls out the Clinton. And he goes on. He goes, to better understand our former government, I will point out one of the most astonishing pieces of standalone evidence that I found. Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton's 88th speech, where he nominated Mike Dukakis for president against George H.W. Bush. The speech is vile, it's mean-spirited, and he roasts Dukakis, and it makes no sense whatsoever for Clinton to ruthlessly attack a member of his own party. But, you know, he goes on about some crap. This is continuing about not saying good things about Bill Clinton. That our government is conning us completely. That Bill Clinton was secretly on former CIA Director George Bush's side. See, he's saying all this stuff. So, it's not that he was just some Bill Clinton supporter, as a lebs of TikTok would have you think, with their f***ing shilling. Pisses me off, dude. Pisses me off. See how they deflect and create a lie and an illusion? If no one does their research, we have you thinking one thing, all they do is a huge Clinton supporter, they send him in and say, no, read the manifesto, he says it completely different. He might have took a picture with him back in the day and they found it on social media. But dude, if you do not take a second to analyze all of evidence, yeah. So happens to people just open their mouth before spending any time. A lot of people just sit out there and they do nothing but tweet all day. Just tweet out, popping off. And don't spend any time really doing any research. Just trying to get likes and views. It's pathetic. Alright, moving on. Because that's what the whole thing is there to me. It's a honeypot. Okay? It's a honeypot. My final words on that. That was situation set up to do exactly what I just explained to you over and over. You're going to gravitate toward it. They're going to call you a nut just like him. So, what's the next scam? Seems it's bird flu. It looks like we're definitely going to be going a little late tonight. I see it's 10:45. I got plenty to cover here, and I missed the past two shows, so I'm just going to keep on dumping it. So I don't know how late we'll go here. Not too late, but definitely going to go past 11. So is there more to this whole talk of bird flu than what meets the eye? I suspect yes. It doesn't really matter what it is going to be. We all know something else is coming. Remember, Bill Gates told us the next one would happen by 2025. I refresh your memory. He came out cocky in a couple different posts. And he said that, you know, the people, they'll remember the next one. They'll get the next one. And they were smiling, laughing,
really,
and smirking, and all that.
Almost.
Just rubbing it in our faces. But he said 2025. And also when Stephen Colbert had initially interviewed him in 2020, he asked him, you know, what do you see happening? What do you see happening next? And all this, and the time frame was the next 5 years. And that puts it to 25. Again, I pay attention to those things. So I told myself, well, dude, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that I'm ready for this next one. Because then I'm do the signal out there of the timeline of the next one. And this thing's like a pendulum. It swings back and forth. They will only do these things in windows of opportunity. When Mercury's in retrograde, when you know, there's been like 4 blood moon tetrads, or I don't know, you know, crazy X over America, big occult thing that just went down. With Passover, the closest Passover about to take place. And did I forget to mention they're about to sacrifice the red heifer all that day. Like, you couldn't get any more end times than this. And this is real. Signs in the heavens, above, it's all there. You're in it. You're in it. As soon as this heifer gets slaughtered, the building of that third temple begins. Gone like Donkey Kong. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. You're in it.
You'd be like, oh, I don't think we're in there yet.
Well, like, I don't know. Some people out there just believe what you want. I don't know what the package is going to be, but I guarantee you some form or fashion, they're going to flex with bird flu. They're going to go after your chickens. And do you know why cows have been brought up so much? Let's talk about it. Because they're saying cows are infected, and that affects your dairy. That affects your milk. That's two staples. Cattle, chicken, right there. They're taken out in one huge blow, and they're going to wipe them out big time. And why and how is this? Did you know that some of these farmers out there, and I can't believe that this is part of the practice, because where I come from, my uncles, my grandpas, and all them, like, I was out there with a damn bottle feeding cattle, making sure they got the best nutritions. We were milking cows. We're doing all they were getting the most healthiest natural stuff fed, and that was it. Not being fed like a pig. Not being fed like a pig that's eating its own crap. It's a bottom feeder. It's low energy. But did you know that they are feeding cattle en masse across this country chicken crap? That's it. They are feeding the cattle chicken crap. And all this nastiness. If you've ever owned chicken and you've got them in the area, you know what I'm talking about. Where they'll harden up the ground with layers and layers of their feces, which can be toxic. And they scrape this up and they feed it to the cows. It makes you almost want to puke. And this is what people are eating. And this is what's producing the milk that people are consuming. It's sick and it's twisted. But it's what they're doing, and they're getting away with it all day long. So this is how the cows are tainted, if you were wondering. Because they're forcing all these cows to eat the chicken crap. And it all starts, obviously, with the chicken. And when they come after them, it's over. Then your meat supply is gone. Your egg supply is gone. Your meat, egg, and milk supply is all gone in one blow. Except the last run was bad. This will put it down. This will make COVID look like the beta test it was when you look back at it. Because this will probably drop bodies. That's why Bill Gates was smirking. They're only going to run so many betas, and they're going to release the real one. Damn it. This is a conspiracy. They locked down the whole world, for crying out loud. Think about this, dude. Come on. They tried to force inoculate everyone, and it was a beta test. No one died in mass. Bodies were not stacked up like World War Z. They weren't stacked up anywhere. Remember when they came out, China was like, oh, there's so many bodies, they have to burn them. Cell phones, all this other crap is all lies. Lies, dude. so many people are missing in China. They burn on their cell phones. So many lies. Did you see stadiums getting filled? You see Carnival Cruise Lines taking on massive passengers to get treated? No, none. All of them are empty. So much so they had to shut them down. All we have was nurses doing satanic dances all over the place. If you recall, okay, it was a beta run for what is about to happen. They didn't do it for nothing. I hate to say it, but at some point you're going to play this card. I'd say it's prophesized. I'd say it's biblical. It's going to lead to death and famine and all this other stuff. It's the plague. It's that plague. That one. That's it. It's coming. And they know it. And they ain't going to be nowhere to be seen or found when all this goes down. This ain't going to be like the stupid fake stuff we just went through. It was 100% fake. They were going to be nowhere. They're not going to be in the same rooms, same buildings. None of it. When people are really dead, I said it before, you're not even going to go check your mailbox. You're not going to do nothing. Because if someone tainted has touched it, you're dead. And when all this happens and people look back, they're going to realize that all this that they lived through was a lie. That was nothing. That was nothing. When you're sitting there in the dark and you only have a handful of people left alive, you're reflecting on all this. Remember all these nights we talked about it. If you're fortunate enough to make it that far, salute, soldier. Yeah, I don't know how else you thought the end time was going to end. It would have been easier just to go out in a big ball of fire, but it's going to be hard times. They're going to make sure of it. I'd buckle up. We warned about this for over a decade. We're in it now. Slow kill, man, is what they're doing. The heat's going to get turned up here at some point. We're in an election year. I can't help but think that things are about to get crazy. Things are about to get crazy. All right, so I'm going to keep it pushing. The stage is set. Again, something I've warned you about a million times. Lights going out, cyber attacks. They're going to blame China. Guess what? Here's the FBI, Christopher Wray, coming out and saying that there is a risk of a Chinese hack on our energy infrastructure. Can you say right there? There it is. They're blaming them right now for what's about to happen. And it's going to happen this way. This is going to be the blow that brings down America. Crazy thing is, well, at least we see it. I hope you're prepared for it. Because once it happens, there ain't going to be no going back to nothing. A lot of these places are going to get down and dirty. You're not going to get supplies from anywhere. If you've got major Chinese components in your system, in your house, of anything, you'll never get any. You're never getting anything. They're going to turn this place into... They're going to cut us off. They're going to cut off everyone. That's what I'm preparing for. And I'm in a state that I feel is preparing for it. They see. I was listening to a commercial earlier. And it was about coal keeps the lights on. Keeps all this in the... How state sponsored and this and that. I'm like, yeah. It's like, well, the federal government hates it. But yet my state is like, no, we're not listening to you. Like, the coal keeps the lights on and keeps lives going. It doesn't matter what they say. We're not stopping. I like that. Again, the same state government here, it's got it on the books that if the feds want to come in here and try to do something, they're on their own. Okay? So I like them odds. I like me and my boys in these mountains. I like our odds against some tyrannical tyrants that want to come against us. They can't get no backup. Because that's worst case scenario. Let's just be honest about it. You want to call us every name in the book and right wing extremists and terrorists and all that other. You want to come hunt us down one day and kill us. Who's the real terrorist? Who's the real enemies? It's these tyrants. So, it ain't just me. It's every person that's in these mountains throughout these Appalachians, everywhere you go, that sees what's happening. Ryan Vaughn, 007 Heart, thank you for the three coffees. Happy 420 back to you. I appreciate the prayers for the health. I hope so too. Yeah, my hands are numb. It's never gone away. It's been this way for weeks. My whole midsection's numb. And that's what's weird. I can't anything below my titties, like my chest, my ribs. I touch them right now. It's the craziest feeling. All the way down my stomach, everything's numb. All the way around me, all the way down inside my knees. It's crazy. You know, like, tell me what's going on. So I try not to think about it, but when you try to do things and your hands don't work and all this other stuff, it starts to, just tell you you can't ignore it, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, but thank you for the prayers. This is, gotta be the biggest warning I ever warned you about was Lights Out. We've made songs about it. I've done I don't know how many shows about it, how many videos. This is it. This is it, whether it's an EMP from a North Korea satellite that you're going to see in the sky, which I don't even think they need to do. I think they just need to do this. I think I just flip some switches. And it's a hack. It's Lights Out. It's it. They blame it on whoever. How are you ever going to prove anything? Our lives would be changed forever. If the lights are shut out for 6 months or more here, if you survive it, this whole country will be transformed. There'll be military rolling in different places and this and that. States are going to break in two. This will be the Civil War. It will, by default, fracture this country. It would do everything that they want and everything we've ever warned of. And they're right on cue to do it. All they gotta do is do it at this point. That's the scary part. Someday it was gonna happen. We warned about it. The way I see this, just be fortunate that we saw this. You know, before 9/11, didn't nobody see 9/11 coming? Unless you was like truly on the inside, hearing it from like your CIA grandpappy or something like that, like knew or something, and you were keeping your mouth shut, not telling nobody. Then you didn't know. We all got blindsided by it. But they had it planned. I guess there might have been a few that if you had the eyes to see back then, all the way back then, I was younger back then, not awake. Let's put it that way, like this. 9/11 woke me up. But I guess if you already knew the goons and the players and you had them figured out, then you could have seen it for what it was. You already knew. And George Herbert Walker Bush giving a speech 11 years to the day before 9/11. It is an occult ritual. At some point, you're going to have to realize that is what you're up against. You wrestle not against flesh, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. It is written, and you need to get to know this is a fact. It's all the people that sell us out, all these politicians that have sold us out, they've done it, bowing down to the djinn, to these dark entities, these demons, whatever you want to call them. They are there. They are real. Satan, Nadja, Lucifer, and a whole hierarchy is there. They're real. They're in the ether. They're right outside your perception of vision in this other realm. They are there manipulating everything. And some of them are created for just that. They're allowed to be here. They're put here to test us. So yeah, when you get crazy thoughts that get put upon you, there's a djinn that is assigned to do that. Did you know? Maybe if you really want to flex your consciousness, you'll start to realize this. The only way that you can beat it is to know it's there and to know what you're up against. You keep ignoring it like an idiot. Act like it don't exist. Which is succumbing to the evil and actually doing exactly what they want when you think that way. We think, oh, it's stupid. Conspiracy, they don't do that. Yeah, it's working on you then. Because it's all witches and warlocks. It is. Wizards, dark wizards. It is. It's the darkest magic. And if you want to start the battle back, you got to do like Jesus said, Yeshua. He said we go on to do greater things than he. And I believe in it. I'll speak it into existence. There's a reason why Jesus' name has power when you exorcise the demon out of a person that has it in them. It works. You've all seen it. It's real. If it didn't, then it wouldn't work. But you've seen that it works time and time again. To go in and get out those that have the power, the poltergeist, the jinn, the demon that is in them. Understand? It's very real. I would suggest you start to sharpen your swords. For those that have the ears to hear. This is the one. They're using our fellow people around us like puppets. But when you can see past that, and you can start snipping the strings and going after the djinn themselves, exercising your demons. I have these fools doing jumping jacks all day long. And let me tell you, this is the name of the game. And it's done but demonstrated. King Solomon showed you the whole story of the Lord of the Rings. It's not a secret. He did it. But there's rules to the game now. Again, no one ever taught you this. We should have been taught this in school. As part of your early education, you have all these things figured out. You have high knowledge. But they want to stop that. You see, Solomon built that first temple, which is, it's amazing that the story is, humans did not build that. The jinn built it. Again, they are very real. And he was able to control them through a ring given to him by Michael. You understand? This is real. That building, that western wall that still sits there, is a western wall that was not put together by written account, by man, but by the jinn. And it is written, dude. It's not hidden. Who were the most powerful people of the past century, like in terms of magic? Who? In the past century, who? The Knights Templar. Why were they so powerful? Your History Channel will only go so far. I take you the rest of the way. You see, they found the secret of Solomon. They found the seal of Solomon, which allowed them to communicate with Jen. And they went up into the Swiss Alps and the mountains. And this is proof. It's a fact. They built a church there. And in it, the statue of a jinn. Looks like a gargoyle, because that's what they are. And it was Azazel. And this is very real. You know this. You're never going to break out of this. You're never going to see through the veil unless you understand what they are putting on you. It's time you break it. It's time you break the hex that's on you. The Holy Spirit will do it. There is a yin to everything. As evil as this place is, as much of it exists, you got to know there's the opposite to everything. I know it don't feel it sometimes because it's so evil here. It's so evil. Where's the love? They ain't nowhere near. But we are that little bit of white in that dark area in the yin-yang is how I see it. Fighting. We're that little bit of light here in this darkness. Fighting the fight. No, and I fight the fight to get back on the other side of the majority good in just a little bit of bottled up negative. That's where I want to be for 1,000 years. That's where I want to be in this next life. And we're soul energy. I know this. You should know this. I'm in a vessel, this body. I'm going to drop this body. We all are, right? So it's about the soul. Something controls the death of the soul. I do not want my soul regurgitated back into this mess. Back into this lower vibration petri dish of all these low-level things. Done with it. But the only way you're going to get out of here is to live righteously. Sounds simple, but do it. Live healthy. Quit smoking. Listen to your conscience and spirit. Quit overindulging in sex, food, gluttony, all the things I warned you about. Can you overcome these things? I feel that's why we're here. It's testing ground, proving ground.
Yep.
I
believe that too.
Are the mechanism of testing. They were made for it. I was shown a long time ago in a vision, and I fought this vision for a while. It was a repeated one. God put it upon me. He took me into a place that was like hell. It was like the video game Doom, like underneath the earth's mantle, like all, down in the depths to this being. And what he was trying to get me to understand, because I kept telling him, I'm not going to worship this. I don't care. I'm not worshiping this. If you brought me here, and I kept saying, fighting, and I got smacked, like, checked. Like, it's not what I'm asking you to do. Shut up and listen. And like, it's just stone cold. I shut up thinking. I was silent. I was still as he asked me. He said, I want you to see that this is my creation. I want you to worship it. And I thank you for being so staunchly against that. But do you see, it serves a purpose and you have to respect it. That's where I had difficulty. Accepting immediately. Because I felt, nah, there's no, no matter what's going on here, I'm not getting tricked into liking this thing. And again, I got smacked back and it was like, I'm not asking you to like this thing. I'm asking you to see that I made it for a reason. To test me. And I got it. I felt a fool. Then I know. Got it. See it.
That's real good.
And this thing, whatever was in front of me, dropped this. I don't know what it did, but it dropped something. I got staff or its tail. I don't know what it was. I was only left to speculate. And it echoed through this place where I was at, so far, so deep, so vast. It'll never leave me. But that's the day that the Most High Spirit showed me that these things are here, that they were made for a reason. And it knows my soul. It knows my contention against it. But it let me know, you're not alone here. And this is the way it is. And I felt good about it because Spirit ain't never let me down in my life. Anytime my gut, spirit, feeling has ever come to me with knowledge, information, never let me down, not once. Does it mean everything I say and guess is right and all that? It's not the same. It's the time to get that feeling on something. And you can't control that. It just comes. So, I feel all that talk right there is important. That's why I put it in there. There's really nothing more important than getting you out of here. I could talk about a million different news stories. There's nothing more important than getting you out of here. Yeshua, Jesus is the way. He's the one that showed me. He is truly the way. He's the one that's left clues that I plan to show you here in the future for those that want to know. Here in the offing, been saying it, but we're getting close. Things gonna change. I honestly think that I'm gonna start a whole new stream, specifically probably on Saturday or Sunday or whatever. Call it your Sabbath stream. Call it your holy day stream, whatever, because that's all it's gonna be about. Is just this. The scripture, the talk, the truth. Gotta get out of here. in deciphering some things that have been hidden. That's really the crazy part, because I don't know. I just I know some things I know a lot of people out there need to know. It's only going to come out that way. So be prepared. It's coming. Long as I'm breathing here in the offing, and long as the lights don't go out. I've just, every day, I spent all my energy trying to do this. I've told you guys this for months. Everything, I put everything I've got into getting ready for what's about to happen. Maybe you've just heard me say it, you've ignored it, and you haven't done nothing. I spend my days. I get up at 5:30 in the morning. I do everything I can all day long. When I don't go live, it's because I have not the energy to do it, because I'm dead, because I busted that ass. For when this happens, that's how serious this is. Everybody just thinks it's entertainment, the show. That's how serious this is, what's about to happen. And when you're sitting where you're sitting, it's because you're sitting where you're sitting for everyone. Because what you put into it. And when it happens, I can say I put everything I had into it. To prepare for this moment, do you understand? No ifs, ands, buts, no excuses. I can feel confident about it. God, this is it. This is what God prepared me with. This is what he's sitting with. This is what he got me with. This was it. This is where he got me for when it went off. At least I know I did everything in my power, and I can go before him and I can say that. But if I sat there and did nothing, shame on you for letting the people around you down more than anything. But much love to you. So to everybody out there, I see you. It's late. It's 11:11. Much love. Love all y'all. Good vibes, right? Shout out to all the pure bloods. Gonna run late tonight, but it seems like when I get to this point, sometimes people start piling in. I notice when I go to shut the stream down, like, and what? But we're going. We're gonna keep it pushing here tonight. And I ain't done. I mean, this is probably gonna be a, probably definitely going till midnight here, but probably have to shut it down for sure then. Let me circle back to some news here. I've got some more. I'll finish with some more talk like that, spiritual stuff here in the end, because I've got two stories lined up on it. And let me come back here to the U.S. vetoing the Palestinian bid for UN membership. So a handful of countries like China, Russia, the United States, France, the U.K., they have veto power to veto something that even if every other member in the council votes on it, they can veto and try to stop it. Well, if you haven't figured out by now, let me just paint the picture clear to you. When it comes to the Middle East, without Israel, the United States doesn't have anything on it. Do you understand? And I actually saw a clip of RFK, because he's been a staunch Israel supporter and all this other stuff. Although when he's called out on all the genocide going on in Palestine, he doesn't have much to say. But he basically says that if we don't have Israel in the area, that our Western influence is done, and China and Russia, they come and take over everything. It's over. Dominance on oil, on everything. Basically, in so many words, basically saying Israel's a set up puppet of the United States. We already knew this in so many ways. An arm, you know, they go kind of hand in hand. It's definitely there, and we've even heard Biden say it on film, that Israel is serving our interests in the Middle East, that without it, we don't have a conduit to do the things that we do. So it's all about agenda. And we see what's going on here at this point. Anyhow, you know, talk of a two-state solution, at this point, it's going to have to take someone. I almost think that they're waiting for their dark messiah that they're about to put inside this temple, that he's going to call the shot, and he's going to do it. He's going to bring false peace. He's already talking it. If you guys missed it, he's here. He's called the Yanuka, if you missed it. He's alive. He's breathing. He's 33 years old. He's about to be, telling you, ushered in as their messiah. He's performing miracles, if you missed it.
right.
Last I checked, people said the Antichrist is Trump. The Antichrist is Obama. No, they weren't. None of these Putin, none of them were performing miracles. So you could take that to the bank. None of them are coming out of Israel. None of them are this dude. He's the dude that's on the shekel. He is the one, dude. I'm telling you, he is the one. He is the one. I mean, there's not another one that I've seen this whole time that fits the bill. There's not another one that speaks on going and sitting in this temple that they're about to build after they sacrifice this effort. There's not another one. And like I said, there's not another one out there that they're actually saying is a Messiah figure. This is real, man. It's happening right now. This is a conspiracy. This is real. You're living in them days. It's nuts. It's sometimes so much to make your head explode. Anyhow, keep it pushing. Israel, Iran, the final stage. Should have known this was going to be popping off right now. The final boss, you know, in the video game. That's what it comes down to. They've always painted Iran as the big bad final boogeyman after what it was like Iraq, Libya, Syria, which they haven't totally wiped out Syria, but they've messed them up, constantly bombing them. But Iran, you know, but that's not even talking about Russia and China, two huge giants standing behind them. We're done. We're smoked. They don't even have to fire a shot, and they've shown it. They're changing this whole thing with BRICS on the world stage. All we need is one crisis to bring down the United States and the U.S. dollar, and it's over. It's over. Does it mean that the country's gone forever? It's not what happened to other countries, you know, in the past, and that the U.S. dollar will crumble to nothing. It's not what happened to the U.K. pound, you know, and all that. You know, you look back at history, man, things take hits, but, like, still to this day, those countries exist, and their monies exist. So, unless it's a full-blown takeover, I just don't see that happening, so to speak here. I don't know. Who knows? You know, Russians start jumping out of planes and coming across in some invasion. You know, it's a full-blown setup. But so was Pearl Harbor. You should know all these things by now. My biggest fear is the information age is about to be gone from us. They're about to send us back to the Stone Age. And to get back into that era, you're going to have to bow down to the beast system. The biometric, full-blown ID system. You're going to have to bow down to that to get into it. You remember it. Remember me warning you. So all these days you had, every night you had, you couldn't take it no more. Try to get information off the web. You better do it as much as you can, because when they're gone, they're gone. That censorship was bad. It is. It's only gotten worse. But dude, what's going to happen during this great reset? Stadium ready for. I hate to say it, man, but we're about to be taken to a dark place and it ain't gonna be fun. Now, I do a lot of warning of you need to be ready and do this and do that, but in all honesty, be wise with everything that you do here. Yeah, it's the Yanuka. Rev Shlomo Yehuda. Look him up. Rev Shlomo Yehuda. The Yanuka, which means Torah genius. He can spit the words of the Torah, anything, any phrase out of any of the religious texts, right out of his head. Just like boom, boom, boom. Healing people. Yeah, just do a little bit of research. Go look up a couple videos on YouTube. You'll see if he's real. People sleeping, man. You slept for too long. Some of you about to get God sleeping. Okay, so I'm just gonna. Some of you about to get God sleeping. Because he comes like deep in the night. So An ex-Mossad chief is now warning that they're going to hit Iran's nuclear facility. Or they could. It's on the table. It's not good, man.
No,
it's you talk about World War III and setting the stage. I mean, dude, they're just a hair away from... We're just a day away, a handful of events that can happen in a single day from this thing going full scale. Oh, crazy, I say that. What's this next one say? NSA says, just days away. Oh no, Ed Snowden says that the NSA is just days away from taking over the internet. When I see things like that, I wonder, you know, events come to me. Where he's talking about a bill.
It's 702, yeah.
That's going to give them sweeping powers and all this, but...
To continue the surveillance, like they've been doing.
It's an event.
But it's going
to
make it...
It's going to allow them to take over the internet.
Yes.
Like I just explained to you.
Yeah. I don't think people...
Look what's happening in the UK. This is crazy. Imagine you see someone in your town was just murdered by an illegal migrant. And then imagine that people take the social media, not happy about this. And because you're mad that a person just got murdered by an illegal migrant, they start attacking you. And they show up at your house and they say, well, people are worried about your views. What's my view? My view is I'm upset that people are getting murdered. This is absolutely asinine. It is. It's crazy. Yeah. This is insane. It's happening. And the cops that are performing these things, they should... Dude, they should just give it up. They should be ashamed of themselves. Anyone that's taking on the badge and an oath, serve and protect the people.
Yeah,
they
just listen to the videos and you know what my views are. You shouldn't have any question about it.
On the whole thing and serve and protect
the
government.
Same views,
you know, because it's all they seem to do anymore but
care
sell
about the country,
out.
You idiot.
Off. There's some good cats out there. You know who you are. Salutes to all the white hats and the real cats out there to fight the fight. But we're outnumbered at this point. The devils are everywhere. It's not that there's devils everywhere. There's stupid people everywhere.
Yep.
Really? Lazy, stupid people don't care. Yes, man. Backstabbers. That's what a lot of these new generation people are.
Yep.
They just want to give some orders.
They don't know
anything.
They
don't care, just like lockdown. They don't care about the how ridiculous the whole thing is.
No, they don't.
They want to chase you down on the beach because you don't have a mask. Like, get out of here. Like, pathetic. Like, all that crap. You had 5 people at your house on Christmas. Do you guys remember this stuff? Does everybody got a short-term memory or what? You never recall what they just did to us? Couldn't even have people over for holiday seasons throughout these years? People were snitching on, get out, dude. And the cops enforcing it.
They weren't
again,
here.
You should all be ashamed of yourselves and just give it up. They should all be arrested for treason, you ask me. Real deal.
I agree.
Real deal.
Yeah.
It's treasonous. You're going against your own people. It's treason. Going against the oath that you took. Because you ain't got the kahunas to turn around and arrest the criminals that gave you the orders to do it. How easy would that have been? Let's turn around and slap cuffs on them. Game over. Ha ha! Just let them hang, man. Do what you're supposed to be doing to begin with. Anyhow... I got a serious problem with that because the corruption runs deep. And when you've got people that are supposed to be doing the right thing, doing the wrong thing, we ain't never going to get nowhere.
Nope.
And that's facts. So I feel this man's pain in the UK. And people are pissed off all over the place because this dude gets a visit because he's mad, upset that an Islamist murdered someone in his town. Someone else got a visit because they posted their discomfort with it online. And why is all this happening? Because rich men that need to be tried for treason in a court of law like this goon are funding the criminality. They are funding invasions like the one in our country.
And other ones.
George Soros and company, they surely are. It's not a secret.
Oh, yeah.
They've invaded all the European countries with African migrants. We've known this. We've reported on it. It's a tactic. We've seen them cut checks to protesters in this country. I've been boots on the ground. Been there. From Ferguson to all over the place. All over this. Same goons doing the same damage. He's a mafia boss. You want to stop all this? Cut the head off the snake, dude. No one's got the kahunas to go after these criminal cartel members, man. And I know, gotta have your money right before you go to war. But it's like something gotta give. I see, I know some cats out there got some money. They just ain't got no nuts. And they don't. Prove me different. Swear to you. If I was ever in the position of one of these cats, it has to be right timing. Oh, man. It'd be a different ballgame, just put it that way. Could you imagine if we had one righteous billionaire out there and all these goons, or, you know, like an Elon Musk figure that was actually righteous, not just faking, like actually going to war? How you know these guys aren't is because, well, they're on the same team. And, dude, there's no way. They never let no one get to that level if you're not on the team. It didn't matter. We know they play left-right paradigm. This is why Republicans, Democrats, all these different politicians, they're all rich, right? But they're playing us. But that's it. They don't ever give the opportunity to the people. I told you about the whole college scam earlier. Someone's got to rise. Someone, if there was one righteous billionaire, they'd try to kill him immediately. They would defund him. They would take all the money. And they try to show these things. It's funny with Trump. But he's not really. He even tried to do the same thing with Alex Jones. The $1 billion fine, Sandy Hook and all that. Dude's still running shows. Driving a Hellcat. Living in mansions. Get. It's a show. It's a show. Time you get hip to it. It ain't gonna stop till these major players, man, get taken down, though. They see their day in court. Ain't gotta be no crazy threats. Just righteous men doing what they took an oath to do. Taking out tyrants. You know? It's sad because these evils have gotten to the highest reaches of power. And some could say it's been that way a long time. Definitely been that way a long time. Long since before I was even on the scene, born. Obviously. I mean, this world's been evil since, yeah, all the way back when they killed Jesus, Yeshua. And let's just take it back to Cain and Abel. I mean, you know, I find it crazy that in the text that, you know, they keep all these texts out of your Bible. But like, you know, Testament of Solomon and all these other good texts that you should know. Like the spirit of Abel. Like the book of Enoch. Like the spirit of Abel cries up to God. Wanting change, wanting redemption, wanting the seed of Cain to be wiped off the face of the planet. And he's always moaning. Always, he's wanting this to happen. Well, he was going before God saying this. Everyone else was starting to complain, saying they didn't want to live here. This place is too crazy. And God wiped the place out. They flooded it. Flooded this place because the prayers were heard. And it's crazy, in the book of Enoch, Raphael takes him. Man, if people just did their research, man, some of it's amazing. It shows you where the spirits go when you die. They just wanted to cut that out of the Bible. I think it's pretty important, too, that you know this. They explain all of it. That they made a spot in the rock. Raphael tells Enoch all this. Enoch, compared to the scribe, like Thoth, keeping the written record of all this. He says they made multiple places in the rock. Where this rock is, I don't know, but it's what they say, and this is where the souls go. They made a specific spot for all the bad, for all the evil. They made a spot for the good, and then they even mention a place for those that have complaints. And in this place of complaints sat Abel. You get it, he was the first dude murdered. He's been in there complaining this whole time. And they told us about it. It's crazy. And Enoch was able to see him and was shown him and was blown away by this dude. He was like, dude, Raphael showed me him calling, like complaining to God, still wanting redemption for his murder, that his seed line get wiped out. So this place exists right now, that still these souls are calling to God, that this place is so bad, we don't want to go back in. We don't want to incarnate back in. And last time it happened, it got to this degree, they wiped it out. By the way, Aris, I love the days and times are crazy. But Noah's Ark is just about built. Just put it that way. As soon as he built that ark, you know what happened next?
Destruction.
First drops of rain.
Yep. Yeah. That's when the storm came.
So let me pick this up a little bit here. I'm going to switch it in here to the political spectrum, and I'm going to end it, like I said, by the top of the hour here. Back on some of this talk that I was just speaking on. This election, no doubt, is going to be huge. It's going to be key. It's going to affect all of us. RFK seems to be a big player in it. I don't trust in these characters, but they're all characters in this. They're going to affect, for good or for bad, this election. One way or another. And RFK says that he nails down the first battleground state ballot spot, and it's Michigan. And some are saying, well, will he actually help Biden? That's what they're starting to say here as this whole thing unfolds. And then RFK says he will not pursue the Libertarian nomination. He says Team Trump asked him to be VP. Before you hear about this from anyone else or out of any of the Trump things, or no one seemed to be getting excited about it or anything like that. He must have obviously said no. He wants to make his own run. But that just seems to me like, how old are you? Like, what are you doing this for? You don't have a chance in hell in winning this. And all of us sitting here tonight know this. Whether you vote for Donald Trump or not, the American people are. And thank you, Lowrider, for the 8 coffees and the love and the support, brother. Appreciate it to the fullest, man. Good to see you. Good to see you, that's for sure. And they're always coming in strong with the support, man. Can't wait to see you again. Hopefully, we're turning a corner here this month and get things back in motion. And I don't know. I'm trying to keep positive outlook on things and hoping by the end of the summer, if things ain't gone bad, things go better, I can meet some of you guys out there one way or another. But thank you for that. RFK, I just don't trust here, because I give him a fair shake. I give everyone a fair shake at the gate. And I weigh everything. As Hoodie always says, you know, chew the meat, spit out the bone. Take the good from it. Get rid of the bad. You know, weigh it out. See what it is.